You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. My name is Neil.
And my name's Chloe.
And I'm Delaney.
And we are here with...
Talon!
Now, can you go through, introduce yourselves, name, and what your role is in Talon?
Yeah. My name is Lauren. I am the drummer.
My name is Zena. I'm the bassist.
Hey, I'm MK. I'm the singer.
My name is Mara, and I play guitar.
Yay!
So, how did you like performing at WTSR Underground?
Love.
It was awesome. I felt like Lady Gaga in that movie. Where
what
she's
movie?
Like, the one where she's like,
A Star
is in
Born.
The shadows. Yeah, A Star is Born. Because
nice.
Just the way the lights went down, I was like, I was ready to rock. It was great. You guys are great.
It was
really impressed.
Yeah. Fun. Very professional, but also fun.
Did you like us? That's important to us.
Yes.
Okay.
I was headbanging up in the stands.
Yay. Awesome. That's what we like
you
to
guys
hear.
You were definitely one of the bands that I was looking forward to. Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your favorite song?
Bracelet.
Thank you. We love that song.
Speaking of that song, actually, mm-hmm. You mentioned that it was based off of a true story. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
We would love to.
Get into it.
This is Zena and MK.
So we were in Connecticut recording our album, and me and MK went to the grocery store to get groceries for the weekend, and we go to check out, and there's this lovely woman. She's wearing bracelets on either arm, fully covering each arm, and is like kind of like moving in such a way where you're like, well, I have to say something. So I'm like, love your bracelets. She goes, guess how many I have. And we were like, 40, 50. And like, she's just like, you know, as the song goes. And then finally, we're like, 100. And she was like, less. And then it was just a whole thing, you know?
You guys were gone for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were like, where were you?
Yeah. You get the sense that she does this all day, every day.
Yeah.
She was wonderful.
Because the thing is, she's using her arms. She's, here's your groceries. I'm scanning it. I'm putting it here. I'm scanning it. I'm putting it here. So like, there's a lot of like... this going on, so, and they were all, like, nice bracelets. We're not talking about, like,
bangles.
What's it called? Like, these, like, candy?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they were, like, gold
silver,
and
silver,
and they
yeah.
never come off.
Yeah. She said that each arm weighed 1.5 pounds of just heavy metal, and she
so
didn't take them off. She
bracelets.
Never takes them off to shower.
Wait, what?
And we went back to the studio and told our producer about this, Greg Griffith, love him, and... he was like, oh, yeah, she rocks. So, like, everyone in the town knows this woman. And then when we started posting videos, someone was like, I know this woman. She goes to my dojo. And we made
still
up,
don't know
like,
what that means.
Made up her name. Like, we don't know her actual name, so that part is fake. But it's kind of mortifying to think that she's heard this song.
How many bracelets were there?
92 on each arm.
92 on each arm?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't take them off the shower. Just lives life like
incredible
that.
It was awesome. She was really cool. We fully could go back to the same grocery store. It's not like, oh, we'll never be back there again. Like, we've been back there before. Okay, so we can go back to the grocery store, find her, and have like a normal conversation with her.
What if we played the song?
But instead we just like took it upon ourselves to write this whole song and really commit to the bit, and now I'm kind of scared to ever see her again because I'm like, I don't know if I can. It's
is
like meeting your
us?
Hero. Like, what if it's not the same?
I don't
want to
know
remember.
What her real name is either.
Yeah.
We call her Tammy.
Her name is Tammy.
There's like a super, super, super slim chance that they played it in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Like,
dude.
Oh my God.
I hope she really relates to it then. Like, she hears it and she thinks, wow.
She's like, that's me.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us a little bit about how your band formed?
Gladly. You want to tell this one?
Well, it was a quiet night 5 years ago. No, I met MK a long time ago, like over 5 years ago in the Boston area. And then, you know, we started dating. And we basically started, we were writing songs together for a little bit and just like making like really egregiously bad demos on GarageBand. And then... and then in 2022, so a couple years went by of that, and then it's just the two of us, and we were like, we need someone that plays bass and drums. And there's this app called Lex. I don't know if it's popular
yep.
over here.
No,
yeah,
I'm
I know.
I'm aware of Lex.
I think it's gotten a little It was different back then. There were like more people were on it, but MK posted, I think I had COVID. I was like in quarantine, and like you posted on Lex, and then I think Zena and Lauren were the first two people you met, and you were like, okay, you're in the band. And then we did like one, we didn't really do like, I don't know, like audition or like try out the vibe.
It was based off vibes.
It was just like, MK was like, these people are in our band now. And the rest is history. And we had like this one song. We had the song Blondie that was like the first song we ever released. And that's what we played together the first time. And it sounded crazy. But that's what happened. And then
also remember the first time we had band practice, we were like, let's try a cover of Adore You by Harry Styles.
Oh, God.
That was so cringe.
So.
But no, yeah, we literally had a band practice and we were like, this feels pretty good. And then we started, yeah, in the beginning we were just like sending bad demos that we made and to Zena and Lauren. And then we were just like playing them at practice. But we pretty quickly moved into the writing style that we have now, which is that we just kind of jam at practice and write songs based off of all of that. And so our writing method now is very collaborative. We do it all together.
To touch on that a little bit more, what does your songwriting process look like?
So,
oh my God, it depends on the day. Well, I want to know what you guys have to say about this. What do you think?
For this album, we did a lot of music first, lyrics later. So usually someone comes in with a riff or a structure idea. We jam on it, and sometimes we jam, and then, like, I feel like we black out for 20 minutes, and then a song spontaneously happens.
Yeah, that's a perfect, yeah, exactly.
If we're lucky, that is what it looks like. And then lyrics are either immediately there or take a little bit of time to kind of form, but some of the songs took, like, a lot of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, yeah, I think it's pretty music-forward, concepts, lyrics later.
Totally.
Yeah,
that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I think I was talking to Greg, our producer, about this because, you know, we're about to put out this album. And we're talking about how much we love these songs. And I was like, I think it's because we like really nitpick each other a lot. But it makes it good. But like there's a lot of like respect and love most of the time. And it's but I think it makes it good because I think we hold each other to a high standard. And like if it feels like somebody is like imparting their own taste too much, it's like kind of a tug of war between all of us, because I think we all have a similar like through line of music we like to listen to, and then we all have music that like each individually like speaks to us,
like influences
for sure. But yeah, definitely arrangement first and lyrics later, which can be confusing because then you have to listen to a song and be like, what does it feel like, and then you write something and you're like, it doesn't feel like that, it feels different. So
building off of that, would you guys want to go over and talk about your different influences?
So I played in like house bands in college, and I played with like a lot of like all guy bands, and I love those bands. But when I graduated college and moved to the city, I definitely was seeking something else. Mm-hmm. And then I was playing in like the jam scene in New York, and that was also like very male heavy, and it was just like a little bit like isolating. So I was very much looking for this kind of experience, just like playing with best friends and not always feeling like I had to like prove myself as a drummer. That's what I was kind of looking for. And then music wise I grew up listening to funk music. My mom is really into disco, so I grew up playing a lot of disco, and my dad was into classic rock, so that was very much an influence for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And she's a DJ.
I'm also a DJ. That is my full-time job.
Sick.
Thanks.
My influences, I don't know, probably lie a lot in like classic rock. And I think with this project in particular has been a lot of like 90s grunge.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to contemporary artists, I don't know, I feel endlessly and joyfully influenced by the local New York City DIY scene more than anything these days. It's very alive and there's so much going on, and I feel constantly inspired by all the awesome bands and artists. My big influence for this album in particular was a New York City band called Gustav. They are incredible.
Yeah, they're so good.
I definitely brought them up a lot in our writing session.
I would say that my, like, growing up, I was just obsessed with pop music and, like, pop women. Britney Spears.
Which could mean nothing.
Yeah. No, like, pretty much Britney Spears. And then eventually also Taylor Swift and who else? I don't know, Beyonce. Like, all of the
divas.
Lady Gaga. And it wasn't really until, I guess, in college I started to expand my listening. And then when Mara and I started dating, like, her music taste and the kinds of indie rock that she really liked really influenced me and kind of opened this whole world of indie rock that I now love. But I think being in Tallinn has also, like, just given me so many new artists to love and helped me really expand my taste in music while still bringing through, like, I like to still bring the sort of, like, main pop girl energy to the performances, but, you know, stay, like, in that more grunge space. So, yeah.
I feel like for Tallinn in general, but, and just personally, like, Slater Kinney is probably, like, my favorite band ever. And then I think when it comes to this record, I was listening a lot to, like, Garbage and Dry Cleaning. It's a great band from the UK, just in terms of, like Tom Dowse plays guitar in that, and I'm obsessed with what he does. But so just keeping those, but I think Zena said it well, too, like, just always seeing, like, what our band, the bands in our scene and our friends are doing. But, yeah, and now I'm being reminded, like, when I was, I feel like I was in middle school and I discovered what Blink-182 was. And that's not all at all what we do, but I wore a Blink-182 shirt to, like, softball practice, and this girl was like, "You're so basic for liking them." And then I was like, "I'm never going to change. I'm always going to love this." But yeah, I'd say that 90s kind of influence is still heavy on us.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, your band name, Tallinn, where did that come from? How did you decide on that?
Eagles was taken. I don't know. I feel like we've making jokes about, like making up a story about this.
Yeah, we.
It's really stupid. Like, I can't.
It's almost too dumb to tell you. So let's just lie.
My best friend as a child was a bald eagle, and it obviously didn't talk because animals can't talk. Except one day, my parents were like, "You're old enough to not have a babysitter." I was with my eagle, which I named Eagle. And he looked me in the eye and said, "Tallinn! Tallinn!" That's what it said to me. And I was like, "Finger? Your finger?" But no, I wish it was.
That is the story. That's the story.
Yeah, that's the story.
Oh my God. Tallinn Flame.
Wow, Tallinn Flame. No, it's just really stupid. I feel like.
Yeah, your eagle babysitter. That's
no, it
story.
Wasn't my babysitter. The whole point is my best friend.
Oh, sorry. Your my best friend, Eagle. Your best friend.
Okay, when Zena and I joined the band, it was already called Tallinn.
No, we called it Tallinn. It was the real story was that we, like, had this joke between us when we were writing songs of, like, "You're so talented, you're so talented." So we were like, we just shortened it to Tallinn. And because when you say, like, you're going to the Tallinn show, I know it's really bad.
So
it's really bad
that you actually told.
I need to come up with a better fix.
I was trying to get you to not tell it.
Delete.
No, but
delete.
Then now when people say they're going to a Tallinn show, people are like, "You're going to a talent show, your talent variety show." So that's I think that was also the intention in there to confuse people.
Yeah. So obviously, Braceless came out, like, not long ago. How do you guys think your music has evolved over time?
Good question.
Well, I would say we're definitely much better musicians than we were 3 years ago.
Agreed.
That is very apparent in our songwriting and how we play live. I mean, and just in all facets, we're just better at music.
I think to add... To add to that, I think, like, building off of what Lauren said and also what Zina mentioned earlier, there is such a vibrant DIY scene in New York, and especially coming out of the pandemic with, like, so many spots reopening or opening back up for the first time, there's plenty of places to play and so many great bands to go see. And I would say that in our early, like, in our first couple of years, we were just really motivated by how active the scene was, and we were just like, let's play as many shows as we can. And so we've been playing a lot of shows over the past few years, and that has definitely contributed to strengthening our skills as musicians and also seeing so many different bands and seeing the ways that they, the creative ways that they write songs and the ways that they play with the live performance to make it interesting. It's like, I don't experience it personally as a very competitive scene, but I do experience it as a very inspiring scene. And like, there's just so much to, I don't know, be inspired by and pull from.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying this to Chrissy earlier, but I just can't recommend, like, being in a band enough. It's so fun and so creatively rewarding, and I feel like anybody who's moving to New York should just, like, be in a band and play shows. It's really, really fun.
So how would you describe your music to someone who has never heard it before?
It's the best in the world.
That's what I would say. I don't know. I think, oh my God. I feel like we've been using the word, like, grunge pop recently. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely draws a lot from grunge in terms of, like, the tones and the sounds. But melodically, we try to go for things that are, like, hooky and catchy.
It's cheeky.
Yeah, cheeky. Cheeky's good.
People are always like, you're so 90s.
Yeah.
You guys are so 90s.
Yeah.
But you guys smile a lot, too.
like that. So, yeah, and that's, I don't know, but I'd say if you like hooky pop melodies, but a little bit more of, like,
a little more grit.
Yeah, a little more grit, a little, like, heavier sounds, this is for you. And, yeah, we used to say, like, girlfriend rock.
Now we can't say that anymore because we're engaged.
Allegedly.
Fiance rock.
It doesn't have the same
ring to it.
And then, like, yeah. Wife rock is like, what the
fuck? I think we can still say girlfriend rock.
Yeah, girlfriend rock.
But to be fair,
I thought it was like rock to impress.
Girlfriend rock, people are like, what's that?
I know. We don't know. I always thought it'd be funny of, like, rock to, like, impress your girlfriend. Like, that you would think your girlfriend, like, you want to be like, I have good music taste.
Oh, I thought it was just because we're gay.
Oh, that too.
that the same time. To a really important question. Yeah. Can you rank your gayness across the band?
Kinsey scale time.
Oh my God. Wait, so you want to say who's most gay, who's least
That's
gay?
That's literally so easy.
I think, wait. Let's all think for
wait,
a second.
Wait, what role does, like, does gender play in here or not? Okay, yeah. Nuance. Well, you have to prescribe things to us. That's how society works.
We do have one token, they, them.
Yes.
I mean, won't tell you.
Don't make me guess.
Well, that's you gotta guess.
Who what are our pronouns? Tell us. Among us. Okay. let's all think for a second.
This is
so easy.
I think
I know my ranking. Hold on. Okay. I know my ranking.
I don't.
Oh, really?
From least to most gay?
From least to most. I think
some of us are bisexual.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say the three of us all rank second place as least gay, and Mara ranks number one as most gay.
Thank you, Macklemore. Love you.
Congratulations.
It's all his fault.
Do you guys agree with
that? Yes.
Thank you.
What if we had to differentiate? Mara, Zina. You, me?
Yeah.
You're, what?
I mean, I'm still very gay. Like, the low end of the spectrum is still quite...
Do you still like me?
Lesbian.
Do you still like me?
You guys are engaged.
I'm joking.
Don't
I'm
worry. Do I still like
Define men? Yourself.
Oh my God.
You opened up a bad can of worms.
No, it's super valid. No, and we're glad you asked.
That's a great question.
Something that people have said is, like, there's something for everyone on this stage.
Yes. My mom.
I think that, like, we're reaching a nice range of queerness.
True.
And there really is something for everyone.
Right.
That's awesome.
Okay, that's so true.
So what does the future of the band look like for you guys? What direction are you guys going in?
great question.
We want to tour
a lot
more frequently.
Yes.
Even like we did our first actual tour in April of this year. Like we went all the way to Nashville and back and through the Midwest, and I think more DIY tours, just trying to book bigger shows in New York, trying to plant our roots in the tri-state area, and then world domination after that, you know, work those algorithms, work them. So
I think there's definitely like a dance of we really want to build an organic audience and connect with queer people mainly. Like that's sort of who we want to be reaching, and we want to be going to new cities and meeting people in person, because there's just like nothing. We're a band that started as like a live show band, and then we've been recording music since then. It wasn't the other way around. And on the flip side, like we want to reach more people, so we kind of are learning the dance of like putting time into social media and creating content and like reaching people on the internet, and then also still like putting a lot of effort into playing really great shows and getting out on the road and meeting people in person. Because yeah, but it's a balance. It's hard to know exactly which to prioritize.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'm gonna give you a chance to promote yourselves.
Thank
Where
you.
Can we find you on the interwebs?
Oh my god.
We are on TikTok, Instagram as @talon_forever. Follow at your own risk.
And go ahead.
And Spotify, obviously, is Talon, or any streaming service you want.
Bandcamp,
yeah.
Bandcamp is great for us because we actually get money.
And then, do we have any social media? I think we had a Twitter, but I forgot the password.
We don't need to plug the Twitter.
We do have
Facebook for any millennials
out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have our
Facebook.
Moms. We have a Substack that we're kind of slowly getting up and running that will have more regular like updates about what's going on with us and hopefully some more stories behind the songs and stuff. But I think the main piece of promo I want to throw out there is that we're releasing our debut album on Friday, September 26th. As in 6 days from now. So we're super stoked about it, and we've been working really, really hard on it for the past year, and it's a big, big deal for us. So
congratulations.
It's called Codes.
It's called Codes.
It's called Codes.
Because it's so codey. It's for all the computer science majors.
shout out.
No, you know what it actually is? It's like because, and this is proven, I think, by Bracelets. The thing we didn't cover was the collective... how would you say, meltdown some of the comment sections were having over the lyrics. There was like raging debates over what some of the things meant. And I'm not going to say what they definitively do mean because
keep
I like debate.
Open.
But that's seriously like, it's like interpret things how you want. That's what the album's about. And it's about how we say things to each other, and it's meaningless unless there's somebody else to interpret them and be on the other side of it. So there's a lot of songs about like miscommunication and all of that.
Not
but,
being direct.
Yeah, not being direct. Reading Nobody likes being direct these days. But that's all I say about Codes.
That's awesome. Yeah, so thank you guys so much.
Thank
for
you.
Thank you for being
thank
here
you.
Underground. It was a blast. I hope you guys had so much fun.
We did. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
come back.
For sure.